So we were talking about, you know, different kinds of experience, and you talked about you would never want to apprentice to someone because you might get lost in that. For other people, it might be a good thing. But that in a university situation, you had a lot more access to be able to experiment with different kinds of things. What about kind of
And other, you know, there was the sculpture department, there was a video department. Mm-hmm. So, and it was a time when people were sort of, the idea of multimedia work was being, you know, it was probably born before that, but it was coming to the forefront there. And, you know, in that moment, you know, if you're at a university, you don't have to apprentice. I mean, you've just got this wide open learning situation. If you have a teacher who's open to that, and Dale was very open to that. I mean, that was, I think, the best part of having Dale as the instructor. He was so involved with his own work that he didn't over-involve with ours. As long mm-hmm. as whatever we were doing, you know, he didn't want people to be doing work like his. The weirder, the better. As long as you were doing it and really going at it and working hard and doing it seriously. You know, I remember, you know, one day he came up to me and he said, "I really don't understand what you're doing, but just do it." It was when I was doing the video work. And he said, "It's great." And that was all I needed, you know. And if he had said anything else, it wouldn't have bothered me anyway. And I would have just said, "Get out of here, you know, mm-hmm. I'm busy with my work." And, you know, sometimes with instructors you had to do that. And I was just really fixed on doing my work. And I very quickly that second semester got away from, you know, started very quickly getting off of working on the blowpipe. It was too restrictive for me. You know, I started pouring things and sticking blown pieces to them, and then got completely away from that and just wanted to work larger. And I was, you know, I wanted to start working with, I knew that what I wanted to do was work with big pieces of plate glass. Mm-hmm. But Dale was then away at we're going to another semester here, but then Dale was away. So the big oven that he used for his blowing, because he was, you know, a vociferous, you know, he was really productive. Mm-hmm. And so one huge kiln, but they would fill up in the morning, you know, with the big pulled neon pieces and all kinds of stuff. So that big kiln was free and no one was using it. So it was a perfect moment, because it was just the moment when I wanted to start working with, you know, thermoformed glass. I thought, okay, you know, if I brought that up to temperature, we can bend it, you know, mm-hmm. and do some really interesting things with it. And I was walking down the street one day, and this great old vintage truck caught my eye. It said Mark's Glass. It was like 1925 Ford, bright orange with black hubcaps in mint condition. Mm. And we had seen it in other parts of town, going, where does this place come from? Where does this come from? And I was walking up, you know, the street not far from the school, and there it was parked. And I went, oh, there's that truck. And there was this really quizzical, clever-looking old man standing in the doorway with a twinkle in his eye. And I said, "Is that your truck?" Or he said, "You like my truck?" And I went, "Yeah, I love your truck." And I'm, you know, I'm from the glass department at RISD. And he said, "Oh, you know," and we started chatting. And he said, "Oh, do you have any use for some plate glass?" And I went, "As a matter of fact, I do. Do you have any, you know, do you have any like secondhand plate glass that you've removed from a job? It doesn't have to be, you know, a perfect shape, or it can be scratched. I don't really care. I just want to start experimenting with, you know, heating it up and figuring out how to make forms, you know, and do things with it." And he said, "Well, actually," and he went in and he brought me out a key and he said, "This building is being urban removaled in 24 hours. They're coming with a ball and chain, and I've taken out everything that I want. My dad had this shop. I've got it. I want to retire now anyway." He said, "Anything you can take in 24 hours is yours." And he gave me the key.
Wow.
It was just miraculous. Mm-hmm. Stroke of good luck. I mean, I've really had a lot of good luck in my life in terms of my work and timing. And so I ran back to school, got, you know, Dale's van, another friend with a truck. Buster came and helped me. I said, "I just need help. I've got all this glass we can haul out." I had just gotten a loft. We just hauled glass for the next 24 hours. And suddenly I had this, you know, unlimited supply of